What's going on, Button Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to episode 22 of SBR Reports, Negative Nancy's Neuter Net Neutrality.
I'm not going to even try and say that 10 times fast.
You know what? I'm pretty proud of that one, but let's start off light, as this is going to be a pretty, this is going to be a pretty info-intensive episode. With that, Ms. Duvall.
All right, so as some of you may know and or even care about, Breath of the Wild not only won Game of the Year.
Congratulations. It was well deserved.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, some people were mad about it, but I'm surprised you didn't see it coming.
I mean, it was one of the biggest releases, period, on like, one of the biggest
Nintendo
systems.
Nintendo kind of came in this year taking names and saying, hold on, we're still in the competition.
Yeah,
like, we're just in our own league.
And
Sookity swag.
And this is definitely showed.
But also, they also released their new DLC. Let's see, it was on December 7th?
Yes. It is called The Champion's Ballad.
What's the, honestly, the only reason I even noticed it, because I don't really watch these things, I just go and play the game, is because Link rode in on a motorcycle.
Like, literally, we're not using the lingo as he rode in, but like he was literally on a motorcycle.
He said, what's a horse? And got a bike.
Now, that's just, now mind you, you don't get this instantly with the DLC. You still have to complete the Divine Beast Tamer's trials, but to be able to go across Hyrule in a motorcycle, like, I haven't necessarily, unfortunately, I don't own the DLC for the game, but I can't imagine that you get gas cans for your motorcycle like you would need, carrots for your horse. So, to be able to get around Hyrule on this thing is a pretty sweet mode of transportation.
Like, I think the only thing that upsets me is that, you have to pay $20 to get the expansion pass, which includes the other half of, was this the part one DLC?
Yeah, the Master Trials.
Which was technically free for a lot of people?
No.
No?
No. Those are two separate pieces. Those are two separate DLCs that you could only buy together. Now, I had mentioned this before in a previous episode. There is nothing wrong with Nintendo doing DLC. There is nothing wrong with them charging for DLC. Obviously, with anything, it's how it was presented. Without the DLC, Breath of the Wild is still a beefy game.
Yeah, like, if you have the season pass, you're fine. But, like, if you missed out on getting the first expansion, you can get both of them.
Yeah.
For $20.
Yeah, for $20, which, compared to what you'll be getting already in the base game, let me make that clear. You already are getting a whole lot of game, and then all of this.
Yeah, this is one of those games where it's like, you're just going to be playing forever.
Forever. But, yeah, one game that people won't be playing forever is definitely Battlefront 2. And yes, I know you're probably saying, Mr. Gamer, why are you talking about them again? Because I want them to know that there is at least two people, one PR representative and one gamer that hate them. And I will say it for as long as I have breath. EA, you suck. But anyway, and I'm not talking about just in face value. I'm talking about the numbers because they wanted to talk about how gamers are being undercharged. Not EA specifically, but a representative wanted to talk about how gamers are actually being undercharged. Well, it turns out that Justin Post, a Wall Street analyst at Merrill Lynch, reported to by CNBC that Battlefront 2 would undershoot its expected $14 million sales by around a measly $2.5 million. And he also lowered his 2018 fiscal earnings per share estimates from $4.28 to $4.22. Now, to people who aren't
financially savvy,
that probably won't mean a whole lot to you. But you can think about it like this. This game, which has huge stars behind it, I'm talking about likeness and voice, which is not cheap, by the way, will not be making as much money as they expected to make. And I am honestly not surprised by that because of the negative attention that they've gotten. I mean, all of us remember the beautiful Black Friday where you would see people clamoring to get their Nintendo Switches, their SNES Classics, their Xbox One S's and X's. But you want to know what people didn't pick up? People didn't pick up the special PS4 Battlefront. There was actually a lot of people who didn't pick that up.
Yeah, I mean, people still got their PS4s. They just didn't get that particular bundle.
Yeah, they just didn't care to get that one. Like,
even at my day job, it was kind of like,
it's huh. Like, man, that's
God, Uncharted did better last year than this.
And it's Uncharted.
Like
Uncharted.
Scalpers didn't even want it. That's sad.
Scalpers are only going to try to take something that they're going to get a profit from. You ain't going to get a profit from this.
You can still flip the actual system.
Okay, so it's like, okay, so you buy it for $70 and you try to sell it for more than what you bought it for when you know damn well no one else is going to want that piece of crap?
That's fair.
Like, the article also does point out, again, that they've removed the microtransactions now, but that they will be bringing them back some other time, or they will, decide what other form to bring them into. I really believe that if they want this game to sell, it would be in their best interest to not have it remove microtransactions.
Oh, but I just need to read this part. As controversy subsides post-holidays, we expect investors' interest to pick up ahead of stronger FY19
fiscal year 19. Mm-hmm.
Title slate, renewed digital optimism, and operating leverage potential. No.
No, like, post... No, it's not. I don't, because first of all, the game is still crap. We know they're not going to be introducing microtransactions while people are still fresh about it, especially during Christmas.
Also, let's be real. I don't think y'all understand just how petty consumers can be.
Especially when consumers realize that they have the control again, where it's not, no, you don't actually just have to take it. If you don't like it, don't buy it, and they won't make it. Period.
Like, y'all, I don't think you guys understand just how petty gamers in particular can be. And given what's going on in America right now with our internet crisis, which we'll be talking about soon. Y'all have an uphill battle.
But that battle is not over. Now, unfortunately, I am saddened to report that as of today, right now,
December 14th,
the FCC has repealed net neutrality. Now, for those who have not been on the internet, not looked at a meme, or even been on someone's Facebook because you decided to, unfollow them
because... Or just don't actually understand because you're scrolling Twitter looking at cats.
Net neutrality is the idea. It is a free and open internet. There are no fast lanes. There are no slow lanes. You just get to where you want to go on the internet. That is the idea of net neutrality. The FCC and its chairman have been pushing the idea that this is actually stifling for America and it is hurting small businesses. You even had, and I can't even... The gentleman whose name escapes me, something along that. I'm trying not to be too into this, but he presented the idea that net neutrality hurts small businesses when there have been one leaked video of him just simply laughing about how people are talking about him because regardless of this, he's taking himself over to the bank. He's already been paid for...
By the big three.
Yeah, he's already been paid for what he needs to do.
By companies, because...
So, he did his job. But let me be clear. The fight is not over. If you are just lazy as I don't know what, go to my website. There is another link for you to click for called battleforthenet.com. Find out who your congressman is. Call them. email them, what have you. Let them know you support net neutrality.
And if I can find it, there's also a number you can text, because I know some people just...
Yes, yes. Don't worry. I'm well ahead of you.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. You can text BATTLE to 384-387. Once again, that is texting the word BATTLE to 384-387.
And that will also be on the website. But I think we need to, because I really feel like a lot of people don't understand what this actually, what net neutrality is. It is something passed by the Obama. I almost called him Obama. Okay. The Obama administration because they have felt that
the internet needed to be treated as a utility. And with that, you cannot charge people for how you give them what they need, like water and electricity. You can only charge them for the use of it.
Yes, you can't charge them, or you can't muscle out the other companies and partners, the other competition, in favor of your partners and stuff. Like how you can still use Google technically on an iPhone.
Yeah, you can still use Google on an iPhone. You can still use, you know, Firefox on an Android or something like that. You know, the idea is that you're not, as Ms. Duval mentioned, you're not muscling them out. Unfortunately, with this being repealed, some people have conspiracy theories about what can happen.
And they have, legit concerns because, and this is mostly people who rely on the internet because they run small businesses, including us.
Yeah, it's going to be really difficult to make sure to give you guys the quality content that you know and love if I'm being throttled, and not in the fun way. There is a fun way.
Okay.
The other thing, and this is kind of how I've perceived net neutrality, I don't see it so much as fast lanes and slow lanes. I see it as censorship, because if an ISP, an internet service provider, has the capability to control how fast something gets to you, they also can control what gets to you. And this is purely an example. Let's just say you have Comcast. And let's just say Comcast supports chocolate ice cream. They are strong. They love chocolate ice cream. But your searches, obviously they can see that. Their searches show you're searching up a whole lot of vanilla ice cream. And they don't support that. As a matter of fact, AT&T is in support of vanilla ice cream. But you have Comcast and they support chocolate. Well, every single time you want to go to a website about vanilla ice cream, it's for some reason really slow. Like, why is it so difficult for me to get to this website?
It would like be going back to dial-up. Ah!
Don't say that.
Ah!
That hurt.
Oh!
But there's that's how I see it. It's censorship of the internet, and
I can already hear the phone.
Back on track, and I actually saw this from a 4chan post, and mind you, also realize the source is 4chan. No matter who you are, big or small, white or inferior, you should care about this. Yes, it was from 4chan. Don't look at me like that. It was from 4chan.
I should slap their mama for raising them like that.
It's 4chan. You have no idea who they are. Very well could be a pony.
I'll slap their mama too. The ponies got mamas.
Oh dear. But anyway, the idea that one of the many cesspools of the internet, 4chan, could come together. Because without net neutrality and anonymity,
they can shut down.
Yeah, there will be no 4chan. Like, literally, they could just be shut down.
Put it that way. I'm kidding.
I'm about to say no.
I'm kidding. Kinda. Ew.
Like, there is no thought about the little guy. It is literally just thoughts of money with this. So, you can sum it up like this. Net neutrality means a free and open internet. A free and open, close to being censorship-free internet. I mean, if you go to a website, obviously you can't do and say what you want to say on that website as someone owns that website.
But it's their website.
Right. It's their website. But for how you get to that, well, just because you search for it doesn't mean that someone can't stop you. And it's not as if companies like Verizon and Comcast haven't been caught and fined for things like this. Just, I mean, while this thing was going on, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, Comcast had removed their whole, we won't be going against our competitive guidelines. And now that this push happened, that is just conveniently not there anymore.
And they swear up and down that they're still not going to do anything shady. Yeah, okay, I trust Comcast as far as I can throw them, which isn't very far, because we live in Chicago.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of options. Unfortunately, like, where I live, I don't have a lot of options for my internet provider, and that sucks.
Yeah, like, depending where you live in Chicago, you might get lucky to get something not Comcast.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Here it is. So, up until April 26, 2017, you could go to Comcast's website, and there will be 5 bullet points when it says that it is committed to an open internet. Those bullet points are: Comcast won't block access to lawful content. Comcast won't throttle back the speed at which content comes to you. Comcast doesn't prioritize internet traffic or create paid fast lanes. Comcast Internet Essentials will make the internet more accessible to low-income families. Comcast will inspire innovation, promote learning, and create access to jobs. Now, after that, April 27, 2017, this is what they say. We do not block, slow down, or discriminate against lawful content. Okay, that's very clear to the first bullet point. Got it. We believe in full transparency in our customer policies.
Sure you do.
Okay, all right. We are for sustainable and legally enforceable net neutrality protections for our customers.
Now, I want you guys to notice something that they took away, which was accessibility to low-income families. And that scares me.
Or, Comcast doesn't prioritize internet traffic or create paid fast lanes.
But like, those two things, that scares me.
Well, you know another thing that also scares me? If you really look at that last line, and I'll say it again, we are for sustainable and legally enforceable net neutrality protections for our customers. Don't you think it'd be really difficult, Ms. Duval, to legally enforce net neutrality protections if there are no legally enforceable net neutrality protections?
No. It's because not, there I won't. I caught that. I peeped that. I side-eyed that.
Like,
But it's really messed up because Comcast is already shady with their bundles and stuff, and again, because we live in Chicago, there is a lot of low-income families.
I mean, not even that. At this point, and if anybody tells you otherwise, they're stupid. At this day and age, you cannot live without the internet.
Like, there are businesses that will literally put you on the do not hire list if you keep calling them about job applications, because they do everything online.
Everything is automated through the internet anyway, just because it's cheaper that way, especially for bigger companies.
Like, a lot of people are, like, in this particular city are lucky to still have libraries to be able to go to, but then think about people that rely on these companies to not up their charges when they need to get work done. If there's a certain company that you're trying to get hired to that they're not cool with, you won't be able to get to their website.
But Ms. Duval, there is something that we need to make sure that we do, and we need to make sure to bring this back to gaming. So
yeah,
with that, I will have this example. So I myself am a content creator. I want to make sure I can be able to get you guys content as I want to. If you've noticed, this week I started live streaming. Based off the very first time that I live streamed, my first time was a little rough. I'll admit that. The second one, I would want to say the quality significantly improved. Now,
that game is still so gross.
Well, yes, but I happen to really love the game. But going back to my point. If I have a slow lane and a fast lane based off whatever speed I already have, based off whatever price I already have, that's going to make it really difficult for content creators themselves. And You know where content creators go the most? YouTube. So imagine how it's going to feel for YouTube when, for some reason, a lot of their content creators are just having a really hard time. And I'm not talking about the big ones. I'm not talking about Casey Neistat, Markiplier. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones that are at like 5,000, 6,000, 2,000 subscribers. I'm talking about the ones that are just barely getting up. I mean, just
the ones barely getting up to 10.
Like, we have like 23, and I'm happy about those 23. And let me tie something else into that. Do not think that this is over. Do not think that, oh man, it's going to go through Congress and the Trump administration is just, no. Use your voice. You have one and they have to listen. Do you want to know why they have to listen?
Because FCC's about to get sued for not listening to the American people.
Because they don't know what it is that they're talking about. People, you can use your voice. And because the politicians who put into place this repeal, they're going to want to be elected again.
Like, I need the American people to act like gamers, essentially, and be extra petty with this, because...
Hey, we know how to do it.
Because one of the things I have read that really upset me was that the FCC was pretty much stated they weren't interested in what the common folk were saying.
And the fact that
they said this.
And it is already...
This is the year of politicians being bold.
And it's already been shown about how the comments repeat in support of repealing net neutrality were fake. But then it was like, oh, well, the other comments were fake too. Okay, yes, that may be true. Can we isolate and talk about what
they
we have said
to investigate
here?
It.
Yeah, because, you know, that's just helpful. So at this point, I want to make sure that everyone who's listening to this podcast, please share it. Let everyone know. Battleforthenet.com. Text them. Let me just bring it back up. 384-387. Text battle to 384-387. Let them know. Let your congressman know. Let your congressman or woman know. I support net neutrality. And also, make sure you know where they stand, because it would be really nice to know where they stood on this. That way you have a more informed decision when you're, when they're running again and you're voting. Because as much money as they get paid, they're not going to get that money if they're not in that seat to get paid. And that is where your vote matters.
Oh, 2018 gonna be lit.
It's gonna be...
Because y'all mess with people's internet. Everything else was just kind of topsy-turvy, but y'all mess with people's internet, and that's not what's up.
No, no, it's not. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. I don't care what side politically you're on. If you can't say what you want to say, how you want to say it, to whomever it is...
If you can't have that racist argument on Facebook...
Right? You know, there's gonna
like, come on, man.
There's gonna be a problem. And so I think, like, please, please, please.
You can't call people scrubs in Overwatch anymore.
I mean, I guess. For those who do that. If you're into that sort of thing, just saying. But please call. Don't lay down and just take this. Like, let's actually do something about it. Please, please, please. Once again, text battle 384-387. I have the link to battleforthenet.com on my site. If you just don't want to just type that in, you can just click that. Please, everyone, this is important. This will affect you. This will affect you more than you know. Thank you. Thank you for listening. With that being said, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty DeVall.
Signing off.